I think there's alcohol in this piece. Yeah. Yeah, I think some notes on it, dude. Over here doing things. Let's start with a lower temp dab, too. Everybody, welcome to episode 147 of the podcast. Holy cow, that N2O diesel from Green Dot. Really awesome new diesel that's been floating around Colorado. It's strange that it ends up being like a diesel. It's like a Rapture times Rainbow Belts. And I guess Rapture is kind of like a diesel cross, but just the way the flavor profile. You ever smoke something and read the genetics on it and be like, that doesn't taste anything like I thought it would taste, being that the strains that made that. That N2O diesel is one of them. Very gassy. Really good. Oh my god, reminds me of some New York shit from back in the day with that terpene profile. Wow. Well, I hope you all have been having a wonderful few weeks. We've been busy as hell over here. That pre-sale almost killed me. That's been done and shipped and out for over a week now, but I just wanted to let y'all know that fucking did it. Holy hell. Took a week longer than expected to complete it, but man, it was over 100 pieces. Insane amount of glass. Couldn't believe how many people came out and supported that, and how many people after the fact were bummed they didn't get something, but we're going to be dropping more puff codes, so don't worry about that. And we might have another peak attachment that's a little bit bigger, because the first peak attachment I did, it's the micro RBR. So it's a pretty small RBR. Sits on there really good. But you do have to have like an external line that kind of connects the puck so that like it functions through the peak, because it's so small. But on some of these newer ones, we might do my hair bigger so we can keep it all internal there, so it just kind of looks like an RBR just sitting on top of a peak top. But either way, those were really fun. Not only I learned a ton making them, but like smoking those, like putting the nail on it, like while you're hitting the peak top, it's just, I don't know, it's like this pointless extra fun thing you can do. But if you're a seasoned smoker, at the end of the day, like, you're gonna get stoned regardless. But if you can find a couple ways to have some fun with it and goof off, go for it, because it's worth it. Regular adult life is serious enough, and if we can get silly even in our day-to-day rituals, like, you know, smoking some weed and stuff, having some fun with it, nothing better than that, I'm telling you what. We got a lot going on over here, though. Getting ready to start this weekend, remodeling the new expansion for the studio. Hoping to have it all like painted and ready to open up the wall in 2 weeks so that we can feel the space open up once that wall is open. We walk into the new unit and go, fuck yeah, dude, look at all this room for activities. And then over the next month, we're going to be building out the cold working room, which is like our room. We're going to be doing all of our sanding and cutting and lapidary stuff, because I definitely want to get more into lapidary. And like cutting and sanding glass, because I don't know, there's just so many things. It's like there's no ceiling to that as well, just like shaping, just like color work, just like anything with this art form, there's no ceiling. And I just want to open more doors and just keep going higher and higher if we can. But yeah, been fucking learning so much lately. That clear pre-sale taught me a lot. I'm very excited to get back into full color work, though. And I have a new project I'm working on as well, with like trying to make a, I saw like Ren's craft, like make like a cup. And I think he made like a mini tube out of like glass Sprite bottles. So I've been playing around with some old glass bottles, like Sprite bottles and Coke bottles, and trying to make a full like RBR out of like a Sprite bottle. So pretty cool project. Hopefully can share that next week. We are going to have a Sunday sale in May, but it's not going to be like to the end of May. It's going to be like, I think like the last Sunday in May. It's May like 25th or 26th or something. I'm not too sure. I'll post it up on the page, though, because, like, I'm not doing as good of a job promoting like my glass right now because I'm so into the work, if that makes sense. Like, I'm so like immersed in what I'm doing is that I'm not like sharing how I should be. There's a lot of cool things going on, but I just really haven't been using Instagram the same. Cause a lot's fucking changing on there. It's crazy how different social media is probably gonna be over the next couple years. Like, as far as like the dab videos and that kind of stuff, especially once the FCC really starts regulating the internet, it's going to be similar to TV. You're not going to be able to just like post like fucking videos of you smoking. You probably will still, but it's just going to be like more. I feel like you're going to like those videos are going to get flagged even more, like across the board on all internet platforms, not just one app to the next. It's going to be the internet itself in our country is going to be regulated by the FCC. So. But either way, I'm still going to be doing my thing over here. I'm just trying to figure out and navigate the next move for the future and how I maintain my ability with, you know, sharing all my shenanigans and smoking and showing the glass and the actual function, how things work with water and smoke going through them. Like, that might be really where, like, maybe if there's a 21 plus paywall, even if it's regulated by the FCC, there will be, like, a way to, like, you know, be able to still share stuff just like people do with, you know, OnlyFans and stuff. Like, that's what my like trainer was telling me. She was like, you need to fucking get an OnlyFans and start like posting content on there. And I'm like, dude, isn't that like mostly like adult, like, I don't know, like people showing their body parts content? And she was like, no, there's like people on there also that are like have the businesses on there because they know how bad the social media apps are, and that's a good platform for people to pay on. But I'm like, that's what Patreon is. So a lot of our stuff will probably eventually move to Patreon. So that's why it's good we started working on that platform. But I'll have to build that up a ton if that's the case. But still, either way, change is good. It's exciting. And just because something seems scary and different and like you don't know what you're going to do doesn't mean that it's not going to be awesome in the end. We often don't know the outcome. We just can try to, like, you know, come up with a fantasy in our head of like how things are going to happen to us. But it's like that thing recently that I forget who said it, but it was you know, anxiety is just you telling yourself conspiracy theories about yourself. So like when you're sitting home stressed out about whatever situation happened or what might happen or could happen to you, or someone said something, or whatever the situation is, remember that a lot of that is just you telling conspiracy theories about yourself that might or never happen. And that's anxiety, which, you know, we all are stricken with, especially nowadays. So unsure. But, yeah, I wondered, honestly, like, have you ever seen, like nowadays how they talk about how stimulated people are with, like, cell phones, like, always looking at stuff or always watching shows? Or, like, we always got to be doing something. And you know how, like, there's, like, clinics where people can go do MDMA treatments, or they can go do, like, ketamine treatments, like, with, like, basically some sort of medical person, like, overseeing it and whatever. Like, I wonder if in the future we'll have like boredom clinics, like clinics where we go to like be bored, because humans are so overstimulated in the next like 60, 70 years. We've been just staring at too many things that like we don't even know what boredom is, so that when we experience it, it's like euphoric. And like we'll have like boredom clinics, like simulations where people have to sit in the 1998 DMV, no cell phone, you're number 168, and they just called 17, and it ain't even lunch break yet, and you know half the staff's going to leave at lunch. Like, boredom clinic. You're bored for hours. That might be a thing in the future. Who knows? The world's pretty crazy already. I mean, 10 years ago, if you would have told me half the things that are going on right now, I wouldn't believe you. I'd be like, what? That's not going to happen in the future. That's crazy. The world's wild. But, you know, that's the exciting part. But, yeah, I wonder. Boredom clinics. Getting all set up to do this next Patreon event, too. This is going to be our second one. We're, like I said, I'm getting the new space all set up and built out. We have a lot of awesome sponsors this year. I'm basically hoping to have a booth for each concentrate company, because all the concentrates are being provided and donated through Eclipse Cannabis. They're a dispensary based out of Boulder, and they're the ones talking to all the different companies, like, you know, 710, Laser Cat, Green Dot, all the different companies to get them, like, all set up so we have all these different donated free products to run tests on. And I'd like to have a booth for each company. So if you're like, oh, I want to go try all these different Green Dot or all this different 710 or whatever the situation is. And then also talking to Puffco, because we want to have a booth there with like peaks and proxies with all of our different designs, so you can walk up and test those. Think of it like a fair where you can test all these different like well-known brands of Colorado concentrates for 21 plus, and all of our different designs here we make at Bear Mountain, and also get to see the studio and meet the team and I, and just hang out for an evening and have some fun. We're gonna have like VIP tickets too that we'll get in earlier and have like access to even more stuff that we're gonna be doing, and then we'll have like general admission stuff. But we're doing a little bit more this year, so that because last year was a test run, see how it went, and then this year now we kind of have an idea of like what things cost and how we have to do it to make sure that it's all set up right. And we need to hire some more staff this year, because last year like we realized we didn't have enough people helping, and this year we're gonna have a lot more people here as far as like attending. So yeah, it's gonna be fun though. So if you want to go to that, sign up for the Patreon. It's $5 a month. The tickets will be available on there in a couple weeks. Actually, they might even be available on there right now as this episode's going. I think my wife said she wanted to drop them this weekend, but I haven't talked to her about it, so who knows? She's the boss. She's the one doing it all and setting it up with all these other companies. But yeah, we got some awesome sponsors, and it's going to be really cool to be able to share all this different stuff with everybody. And this year, I'm like going to have people running the booths and tables, so I don't have to, so I can walk around and hang out more, because last year I was basically just like the whole time serving dabs. So I didn't get to like really walk around and talk to everybody or see all the sick glass that people brought from over the years that I've made. And yeah, so this year I got to do better about that. That's why we're going to do it a little longer. We're going to have a VIP, which will be in early, and that way I can really make sure to try to make my rounds and talk to as many people as possible. But yeah, really trying to continue to build the community around everything, because, you know, it's, as you know, things change. It's like, I don't know, like a lot of people I talk to, we reminisce about Denver 10 years ago, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, that's not now. So what are we doing now? How do we have a new fun memory? How do we have new fun moments that in 10 years from now we can go, fucking remember 2024, dude? Like, how do we do that every year so we can just, you know, remember each year something special and not just be like, man, it was cool back then, but not anymore. Like, I think that, you know, the thing we're missing really is just more like things happening. You know what I mean? There's just not as much stuff happening. So we're going to try and contribute a little bit. And I think if other people continue to do the same, like, the events will build up more and more, and there'll be a lot more for people to do. Like this year, we definitely want to have more like activities to do too, besides just like seeing the different glass and testing things. I'd like to have like actual games, like where you can like win shit. You know what I mean? Like bobbing for RBRs or something. Like maybe we'll have like some foam balls and we'll tie like RBRs to them, and like there'll be one functional RBR in the bucket, and the rest will be just solid pendants. And you try to like grab it, whatever foam ball you grab, it's tied to a specific one, dude. So I don't even know. I have no idea. That sounds like a health hazard, honestly. Too many people's faces going in water and bacteria. I don't know. Either way. Either way. I want to find ways to having some fun things. We're definitely going to have like a really large flower tube that you can either do flower or dabs through, that you'll have to go to like a second story to hit, which will be pretty sick for making videos. At all the stations with all like the different rigs for people to test, we're gonna have tripods set up for people's phones, so that when you know, step up, when it's your turn, you can be like, get your phone set up, you get your video, get your content. That way it's like encourages people to like take videos and like have fun with it, try to get some cool shots of this function and shit. Like you know, filming will be encouraged. Like we'll have the tripods, we'll have the alcohol wipes, we'll have the terps, we'll have the torches, the temp readers. Everything you need. You just got to show up with ambition, courage, and the want to do all the terps. Excuse me. Yeah, but we're getting very excited. My wife's nervous again because she's like, what if I can't manage all these people? I'm like, listen, last year everyone was sweethearts. They like helped us. People that know about this, this is like a private thing. Like people that are actually coming to this, like, it's all love. Like they want to help, be part of it. It's so I'm not stressing it, but she is a little bit. But what can you do? Yeah, it's it's my dad's fucking 70th birthday too, which is pretty crazy. I think we're gonna do it on his birthday. I think we're doing it July 6th, the weekend before 7, because 7/10 is on a Wednesday. We want to do it around 7/10. So we're thinking July 6th, but the official announcement will be made on Patreon with ticket links and all that stuff. But yeah, pretty excited to, like, sorry I'm yawning, guys. I've been working, like, always, you know. I mean, if you've been watching the podcast or my Instagram at all, I work a lot, so I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's what it is. Working, like, insane hours again because now I have this new goal of building out this new space and me and my guys having the opportunity to have, like, new tools and projects we can pursue, make things even better, sicker, like, I don't know. Yeah. Just always trying to get better, I guess, is the goal. And with more space, more tools, you know, that can help that getting better, you know, equation. Doesn't make it. Just because you have a bunch of tools doesn't mean you know what you're doing. Just because you have all the, it has, that just helps. You can do a lot of glass blowing with very little. I know people that have a small torch set up in the corner of their garage with just a fan going out the window, like really minimal setup, and they make incredible, some of the best work you've ever seen. They're your favorite glass blowers. There's people out there with very minimal setups that crush the game. You don't need a bunch of stuff. I really like stuff. So I need a bunch of stuff. No, I'm just kidding. I like tools. I really do. I like collecting tools. As when I was a kid, like, just like, there's something about, like, walking into, like, workshops and seeing a bunch of, like, equipment and tools and wondering, like, how's that work or what's that do? And, like, now to be an adult and, like, know how all the tools work in my shop and playing, well, kinda, I don't know how they all work. I know most of them work, but I'm learning. And, but either way, like, it's just, it's fun for me, like, and this is the life experience I'm looking for, is, like, I want to be surrounded by all these different tools. Like, if someone comes to me, like, for example, say I'm sitting here, right? And all of a sudden, like, there's fucking people, like, coming through the roof on, like, ropes and shit, like, government agents, and they're like, we need your help. We got to design this thing. You have the tools. And then I make it out of glass. Dude, I don't know what that scenario looks like, but in Armageddon, in that movie in the 90s, they went and looked for people who drill for oil to go to drill an asteroid, which is crazy. Wouldn't they just train the astronauts how to use the drills? Why would they train, like, oil tank guys to drill for oil, how to fly space shuttle? There are a lot of holes in the story. Either way, sick movie. Okay? Bruce Willis crushed it, dude. You fucking, like, Aerosmith, bro? Like, with the soundtrack? The whole thing. Dope. Dope. But, yeah. You never know. These tools, besides making a bunch of sick bongs, one day there might be an opportunity or a thing that happens where they're like, we need the technology you have in here. And I'm just like, just finished ripping a dab, and I'm like, all right, what are we making? Like, I don't know. I smoke too much weed, I think. Definitely. It's okay, though. It's what I do. We all have our shortcomings, right? I'll work really hard, but I have to smoke a hell of a lot of weed. Like, that's the one thing. I'm like, if I stop smoking weed, like, would I have any, like, would I even work hard? Or would I just, like, make excuses and feel bad for myself? Like, I wonder. Like, I'm so excited to crush. Like, because weed, like, I don't know, there's something about it. Like, it doesn't give everyone that effect. Some people get really, like, I get excited. I'm like, oh, I want to do things. I want to make stuff. Like, there's this, like, not that it is the creative spark, but it helps me slow down and recognize that I'm a human and I have something in there that maybe is exciting and mysterious and creative that I can harness and pursue, you know, because I think everyone has it. I just often think that life itself pulls at people so much that they can't slow down enough to notice it and then embrace it and pursue it, you know what I'm saying? Fucking finally got these stands for these dry pieces. Super stoked how this moon looks on this one. You could actually hit this off the stand too, because it, like, it just holds it so well, but pretty sweet. This, I can't believe how fucking heavy these are too. Like, the gauge of that stainless steel, nuts. But yeah, really stoked how these turned out. Finally gonna put these up for sale here soon. Not sure when. I'm gonna do a dry drop probably in July. I think May. We've got other stuff going on in May, and I don't know if I want to make these part of the drops we have going on in May. Because the drops in May are going to be, like, RBRs and some Puffco stuff and some Terp Hammers. But in July, probably going to get into some dry pieces and stuff. But yeah, the fucking wizard, dude. Looking sick as hell, dude, on there. Like, fucking, I mean, the hat. You know what I mean? The hat comes off. Nail goes in the top of this dude's fucking head. Sick. And then if you're brave, tight joint, this actually can be a carb cap too. It like fits into nails, but you know, don't really need to do that demo. But yeah, that thing is sick how it turned out, how these are held. We're thinking we're going to get some stands like made and stuff for Cavaliers and some of the dry pieces, the solos I do, so that we can have a stand option. So if like next dry drop, if you buy a Cavalier and you want to pay the upgrade for a stand, we've had a couple different fabricators, thanks to Taffy, work on stands. We're just trying to figure out price points and like adjustability on them, because all the pieces are a little different, you know what I mean? So just finding a design that works, that's more universal for the Cavaliers and stuff. But we're getting there, because I think people would like to have the dry pieces on stands, display them. Because even if at some point you're like, Jesus Christ, is he taping something out there? You probably can't even hear it, and that's okay, but I hear it. He stopped. All right. Fuck, bro. No, he's starting again. Okay, fuck it. No. What was I going to say? I had a point. I can't even. Dude, I'm too tired and stoned already, and I'm just like paying attention to shit I shouldn't even be. All right, but yeah. These pieces are sick, though, man. Pretty fucking dope. I had a point. Don't know what it was, but yeah, man. I'm stoked how they turned out. And like, oh, my point is that like, I think people would like to have stands, because even at some point in your life, if you like stop smoking or something and you're like, you know what? Like, I don't smoke anymore. I'm, you know, whatever you do. Now you just run around the block or something. And that's how you get your whatever. But either way, even if you stop smoking, like you could display like a beautiful like piece of pipe art, like on a stand, on a mantle, and like just have it there, like, and not be like, yeah, I don't like smoke or use everything, it's just something cool. Just like if you have a cool mask or something from a different country that's some sort of like item from a certain tribe, you don't fucking put it on and jump around your house with it, no, but you like appreciate it and go, this is like this beautiful piece of art from this part of the world, and I appreciate that culture. And so my point is even if like, you know, we're always changing as people, there's gonna be times in your life where you're smoking less, or you stop smoking, or you start smoking, whatever the situation is. But like certain pipes and pieces of art can be collected and kept and displayed and appreciated without even smoking or using them. You know, that's, but for me, like, I'm still in my heavy, like, having fun smoking phase. I wonder where that end. I'm like, I woke up the other day and I was like, damn, you're a grown up, bro. Fuck. Like, I have like these white hairs in my beard and shit, and I'm like 34 now. I'm like, dude, what happened? I've just been crushing, dude. I've been crushing so hard, like, for like, 11 years. Because I remember when I was, like, 23 when I started blowing glass, like, you know, it's nuts. Just a little baby. And then now I'm, like, pretty grown up. You know, I got some growing to do still, but, you know, I'm in that age now where I'm, like, damn, like, I'm, like, an adult. Like, full on. Like, when I hang out with other adults, man, I can talk and hang out with anybody, but I rarely really get into it with what I do into my day to day. I don't think they'd get it. I think they would just wouldn't make sense. I'm not sure, but I don't know. It's sick. I'm going to take another day. I'm going to hit this dry piece since it's here. I got to clean it anyways. Do any of you see that like craziness on that post that, Coons did of the mold? It was like basically this like octagonal mold he uses to make like some of the like shapes on some of his pieces, and like just like the drama around it, like people like getting so mad and like being like thinking that it like devalues it, because to me I saw more value. I saw the fucking mold and like the whole thing, how he was doing it, and I was like, holy fuck, dude, like just to be able to like visualize in your head what you'd have to make in order to create that shape efficiently, clean, consistently. Like the fact that people were dissecting it in a way where they're like, oh, that's just production easy. I was like, that's literally how good of an artist he is and how skilled he is. That's the trick, is that when the best of the best of us do something, they do it so well that they trick us to make us think we can do it. It's like when you watch a stand-up comedian and you're like, man, he's so funny, I could do that. That person's so good at that, they made you think you could do it. Or an actor, or like me, like I saw famous podcasters and I was like, I could do that. Like there's like a bunch of situations like that where like you just assume, because you see someone you look up to do something, you're like, you think that it just must be easy because look at them just do that. That's my point with the Koons thing. Like that mold, that whole process, that is like insane amount of like engineering work, artistry, everything. It's a true like, it's like you're watching like it takes so much more than being an artist to do what he's doing there. It takes just, it's believe me, like it was just crazy to see just the feedback. I was like, see, like, this is what happens. Like we have like when some of our collector base isn't as educated on how things work or at least the manufacturing end of glass, but they're very vocal about their opinions. Like it just shows me there's an opportunity to educate there and like teach people about how we do things and show them like, but oftentimes a lot of glass blowers keep their techs and stuff close to the vest because like, it's like that might be like their thing, how they pay their bills, and like that might be counterintuitive to growth and progression as like a group or a group of artists or whatever. But like as I've gotten older, there's certain scenarios where like I feel like older dudes that hold on to the stuff and maybe don't want to show even me a tech is because they know they're like, dude, I only have X amount of hours to work a week because I take care of like my mom and the sister, whatever. People, everyone has a life, right? And a lot of these older dudes, like, and even younger people have a bunch of like responsibility and life things that have happened to them over the years where they have shit. They can't be blowing glass more than they can. Maybe only have a few hours a day. They can actually jump on the torch and work because there's so many people that are pulling them every which way. So if a guy like me, if they were to show me that technique and I can put 18-hour days in, well, all of a sudden now if I'm doing that technique, like, and I'm doing it that much now, all these people think that it's like my thing. And then that person like loses their ability to provide for people and do it. So it's such a weird gray area, right? Like, and as I've gotten older, I've seen both sides of that spectrum now where I'm like, man, it's like no one thing is right. You know, it's all just kind of like everyone has their own personal experience from like stuff like that. But I've seen the end of things where it's like, oh, just like crush, show everyone the tech, doesn't matter. It's like whoever can crush harder is what's going to happen. Whoever the real talent, like cream will rise to the top kind of thing. And then I've seen the other side of it where even if it's like a talented person, like the person that has that tech, maybe like I said, can't work a ton, have a ton of people that rely on them and like whatever life's hitting them with. And if they show that tech, then there's guys out there like me that will work way too much and like, you know, go on that. Not saying that no one's not showing me tech. I'm just speaking from like talking to other older dudes or hearing other perspectives, and they aren't my own, but like I appreciate those perspectives because it gives me like the ability to reflect on how I'm doing things and maybe, you know, like, you know, it's always changing, right? The mentality things. I'm gonna take a dab on this. Sorry, I'm just talking, dude. I'm tired today again, just coming in at 4 a.m. skateboarding while the kiln warms up, then blowing glass, and then at like 8 a.m. going to the gym and lifting heavy weights for an hour, and then back here for another 12 hours, and then go home, hang out with the kiddo for a little bit before bed, and then do it all over again. Someone recently like reached out to me and was like, oh, you just, like, it's like, you make it sound so bad, like being a glass blower, like how hard you have to work and this and that. And I'm like, that's totally a choice. Like, and circumstances of life as well. Like sometimes bad things happen or responsibilities pop up or things you have to handle and you got to crush. Like that's life. It's all in how you handle it, right? But I did look at what they said to me and I was like, man, am I like kind of like putting out this vibe that like I'm just like grinding myself down and like this and that? And I am, but like I hope, I don't mean it in a negative way. I'm more just like, I'm like, look at this shit. Like, this is, if I don't record it, no one would believe half of it. Like, the days and the hours I'm putting in, like, if I didn't timestamp and record it, people would be like, no, you didn't fucking work from 3:30 in the morning to 9 at night. You didn't work that long. And it's like, yeah, bro, I got the receipts. Like, for days of that. Like, I'll do days like that. Like, on and on and on. And it's like, I don't know what it is. I think it's like, there's like a million different things that make me work like that. It's not just one thing. It's not just a goal. It's not just learning self-discipline. It's not just seeing what I'm capable of. It's not just working through my own things in my own weird way. Like whatever it is, there's a million different motivators that will push me to work crazy hours like that. But I have to record it and share it just so I know it happened. And at the end of the day, all I know is like, regardless of how long this life is, I'm living a lot of it. That's why I tell my trainer, because she's the only other person I talk to besides like the guys I work with, is like, because I don't hang out with anybody. But she's like, I'm like, dude, I live a lot of life. I'm awake for fucking like 20 hours a day, and I have been for like a fucking over 10 years. Like, do you know how many more days I've gotten being awake if you add up those 4 extra hours a day that I'm awake? Like, damn. And I know that there's people out there like, well, here's the math on how many days you've lost because you're going to live to like 41 or whatever. But I don't, it's not like that. I think everybody's different. And this is not forever. I'm not going to grind like this forever, but I'm 34. Like, I'm still young enough to like do something pretty sick. A lot of the people I look up to really didn't even get their big break to their late 30s. And I'm like, dude, I've already like, I'm so grateful for all the good things that have already happened for me in my business. If it all stopped right now, I'd be okay. I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm really proud of myself. I got that far with that. That's cool as hell. Like, that was hard. And I love glass blowing. But I think that I don't want to like be like miss an opportunity. Like, a lot of the time I'll get stressed if I'm not working, being like, fuck, like I'm missing an opportunity. Like, I don't want to be 67 years old sitting there going, damn, if I would have crushed a little bit harder, I was so close. I was right fucking there. Like, I have an opportunity and I don't want to disrespect it or waste it. That's how I see it. I have an opportunity because I can wake up every day and go to work. Like, that's an opportunity. Like, a lot of people, even if they wanted to work, maybe the opportunity is not there to work. They're just looking at their hands like, fuck, what do I do? Like, I have all this opportunity, and if I don't go for it, then I feel like I'm fucking wasting it. And then that's just, like, so shitty, because it's like, when you're older, I'm going to have all the time in the world if I get to an old age to reflect on things and go, oh, man, I should have done, should have, could have, would have. But I don't think I'll ever regret trying as hard as I have. I think I'll go, damn, that was, like, you know, that it... Regardless, I'll learn a ton of discipline, even if I don't, I'm not like successful in like a measure of finances, but maybe I'll be successful in a way where I learned a ton and I had crazy self-discipline and I experienced more life than I could have ever thought just by, and I was a lot of alone time too, like spending time with yourself and like learning how to be okay with yourself and just chilling, like a lot of late nights, a lot of panic attacks, hash-induced panic attacks. You know, like, it's just, I don't know. Wouldn't change it. My wife's definitely been, like, getting worn down on the work lately, though. She's like, we work so much. She's like, whenever, she's like, you know, she gets frustrated. She'll see other people maybe doing more or this or that and not having to work so much. Like, maybe we, like, go to school events and talk to other parents and maybe they go on multiple vacations a year and they live in this fancy neighborhood and they only work 40 hours a week. And I'm like, listen, I'm like, be stoked for them. Like, everybody's on a different path. Like, I was like, I never thought I'd even get this far. You know, this is fucking sick. And, you know, I think a lot of it is like, when you're starting to get worn down, it's easier to start seeing maybe things you can blame or reasons why, or you can just go, hey, there's nothing wrong, this is just my circumstances, and I have, like, we all have our own shit we gotta figure out. I don't know, though. I'm really stoked where I'm at with this. I really did not think I'd get, this is, like, I'm now beyond where I thought we'd go with glass. Like, we're, like, hitting this point where, like, I was, like, that would be, like, it would be like fantasy level, but I don't like expect it. Now we're hitting that level, and it's like, you know, even if, I don't even know, dude, there's so much fucking change. It's crazy. We're still fucking here blowing glass, though. Y'all are still out there smoking hash, buying glass, and posting videos and stuff while we can. If the internet changes a bunch, we'll just have to do more events, right? We'll have to go back to being like an event-based, like, you know, culture, not so much internet based, not so much just, it'll be like actual, like going to High Times Cannabis Cups again and stuff and secret sessions. And, you know, we can go back to that. We can figure it out. It's just that transition period in between that's the hard part, because there's always a dip when things are changing. But yeah, we're just over here fucking just being glass blowers still, though, which is sick. And I'm having like colleagues of mine that I look up to and appreciate, like, coming here and using the space for like all different projects and stuff. I'm like, this is what this was built for. Like, to find a way to, like, everyone, not just me, just, like, let's just make more glass. Let's just get more art out there. Let's just learn more techniques. Let's get more tools. Let's just try to fucking have this, like, glass fantasy factory where we just smoke hash, skateboard, blow glass, and just do cool shit with our friends and include as many people as possible. Like, it's, you know. But at a certain point, I'm going to be like the 40, 50, 60-year-old dude doing this. And then it's like, you know, it's kind of like, I guess I'm just trying to figure out, like, at what point do I, like, basically keep being a part of all that, but, like, have to hand off a baton and be like, I'm, like, the weird old guy now. So, like, who takes this? Like, I don't even know. I'm trying to figure that out now while I'm still young enough to figure it out. It's fucking, all right, this... That N2O diesel is fire. I'm going to get into some of this candy cake. This recent batch from Green Dot. This candy cake's super, super awesome. It's like, it's exactly how the candy cake should taste. It's like this sour, buttery, salty, gassy terp. Really good with coffee. Reminds me of Cookies and Cream from Exotic Genetics 2015-ish. That sour cookies, like, kind of terps, vanilla gas, another kind of terp in there. There's just, you know, all the good stuff. Vanilla, anything, if done right, is awesome hash form. Been fucking working on juggernauts the last couple days. Everything I've been working on has been brutal. I'm, like, ready to work on some, like, smaller techie shit, like... I had to make so many of those Puffcos. Those tested me. I broke and fucked up so many of those. I had to make so many. It was crazy. Like, and I'm going to do more of them too. Like, my wife's like, all right, we're not dropping those again. Those took you way too long. I was like, no, I'll get faster at them next time. Because people want them and they seem to work really good. So I'm like, I want to make sure, like, I'm also making, like, things people are requesting. Like, there's obviously all the things I want to make and do, but I still want to make sure that I'm also have one of my ears open to the people who are supporting me to make sure that, yes, make the stuff that I'm really itching to make, but also make the stuff that you and your collectors are interested in that moment too. It's a collaborative effort between those who support and those who make. And that's how you create the best end things. You know what I'm saying? Artists can get tunnel vision where, as a group of collectors, can kind of, you know, open up that view of things. I think I waited too long. Whoa. I think there's alcohol in this piece. Yeah. Yeah, I think, oh my god. Yeah, I think the photographer did a little alcohol rinse because of condensation, possibly. Sometimes with pieces with lots of, like, points and stuff, you'll get little condensation points. And I think that there is a little alcohol vapor or alcohol rested in this bottom dark portion. The hash was still good, but everything else was miserable. I feel unwell. Oh man, I don't feel well. That's all right though. You know what I'm going to do? Take another dab on something else and just kind of, you know, like, smooth that over. Just forget that ever happened. Just move forward. You know what I mean? Moving forward is important. Oh my God, I don't feel well. Wow. I think that there is some sort of deadly gas that gets let off when you heat alcohol. No, I did not heat alcohol there, but there was alcohol and heat going past it. So there might have been something in between I made. But, because, yeah, I always, like, sometimes when I dip a hot nail in the alcohol bath and then some vapor will come out, like, I'll not be able to breathe for a second. You know, that's the thing. Like, maybe that's, like, really the dangerous thing about dabbing is like when you're breathing the alcohol that's vaporizing off your hot nail as you're cleaning it, not so much the dab itself. I don't know. I don't think anything's really good for you, but, you know, pick your poison, as they say. You know, something's going to get you. When I started glass blowing, I was convinced that shit was going to kill me. I was like, oh, man, all this fucking people that get, like, white lung from breathing in all the different, like, you know, just carbon and aluminum oxide and fucking different off gases of different cadmiums and depleted uranium and, you know, like fiberglass blanket, like little fluffs of blanket or powdered glass, inhaling powdered glass. And it's all the different things, you know what I mean? But no, now I don't think it's going to be, I think I'm going to live forever at this point. Dude, I think that like, I think anyone that's our age right now, we're going to see that technology where we can live like 200 years, bro. And that'll feel like forever. I don't even know if we'll be able to pick it. What if it's mandatory? Got a digital ID. Got to take your long life medicine. I don't know, dude. We're already here. I smoked alcohol, guys. This is what happened. I smoked alcohol. I don't feel good. I'm going to hit this fucking nano RBR. It's going to be perfect. I know it. Yeah, dude. That was pretty fucking fucked up, dude. That was a fucked up hit. I'm really glad it's just me, Aijah, and you guys here. If that was like at a public event. Oh my god, dude. Yeah, I don't feel good. I think I'm gonna feel a lot better though here in a second. Let's see what happens. Yeah, man, I've been just, you know, now on Instagram, I don't even tag weed stuff anymore. I don't even tag Bearmont Studios. I don't even tag my own company. I just tag, like, major universities and fucking research, like, funded research groups and stuff. Like, think of this. Think about someone promoting something that they're not part of. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to put my product where it shouldn't be. Because it seems to be the only way to get around. Like, right now, like, I'm definitely in the doghouse right now with Instagram. They want me to delete certain videos. Usually they always want me to delete videos. But there's a few that they're like, hey, dude, you need to, like, get rid of these or else your account's in trouble. I'm like, guys, did you see how big that dab was? That was sick. Like, look at we're stacking stuff. Are you kidding me? You want me to get rid of this? So I'm going to have to delete some videos here soon, which I really don't want to because they're good ones with Shaman taking big ass steps. All the Shaman videos. Instagram is basically any video with Shaman they want gone. I'm like, come on, Instagram. Come on. He's a good boy. Look at those dabs that boy's taking. That should be celebrated. That's incredible. You don't know when you're going to need that. There might be a situation where you're like, fuck, dude, I don't even know. There's people trapped underwater somewhere. They need someone who can, like, all the pumps are down. EMP went off. They need someone that can suck really like a ton of air, like without coughing, like so much. They need to suck the smoke out of the collapsed tunnel underwater. Here comes Shaman, dude. Fucking save everybody. And like they won't know he can do that if I delete those videos. What if the government is like talks to AI and goes, we need to find this. And the AI finds these videos. They contact Shaman. He saves the people. I don't know how that works out, but either way, I think deleting the videos is removing information from the table of information we have, right? Obviously, smoking alcohol is not good for you guys. I mean, really, that was awful. It was just, I'm not even making sense at this point, but we're fucking 45 plus minutes in, so that does make sense, and I'm not making sense. We're going to have the first drive of Full Color Puff Coast 2 on the next Sunday sale. I'm going to do like two or three of them just to see if people are even into them because they're going to be more expensive. And I'm like new to the Puffco thing, so I don't know what people spend on those Puffco units. I don't know if people spend $1,000 on like a top. I have no idea. Like, I want to make like a component that like clips onto the bottom of my Puffco RBRs. If your Puffco's dead, you can clip that on, and then it makes it level, and you can just smoke it like a regular, like, RBR, because it has the nail on it. Because my Puffco attachment stand on a table. You just have to close the hole on the bottom if you wanted to just smoke it, like with just the nail on it.
Yeah.
Definitely wild, like taking on a new product like that. A whole new group of collectors showed up too. Like, also a bunch of like, it's kind of wild. It seems like a lot of like famous people who smoke weed like use a Puffco. Like, it's like I had all sorts of people give me follows and reach out about like people that, you know, not like, not anything like crazy, but people who like have like, fuck, dude, I don't even know how to say, I'm too high to even fucking explain myself. People who are within like some sort of like spectrum of celebrity or whatever that smoke cannabis openly, like seem to use the Puffco units as like their main way of consuming. And I think that it must just be easier for them and make more sense. I agree, the way I smoke hash, the way a lot of the folks down here that watch the smoke hash, probably a little archaic looking to the untrained eye. I mean, look like we're doing something illegal, which in most places it is, but, either way, yeah, I think that no matter what happens, it's going to be really hard for the way this type of smoking hash ever to be mainstream, just because the way it's done, it just, the torch and everything, it just, yeah, it's what it is. And that's kind of like talking about this Puffco thing and all of that. It kind of makes me think about the rescheduling of cannabis that's happening or in motion or possibly happening. I'm not really sure. But if it gets like rescheduled into like pharmaceutical, basically into Schedule 3, does that mean that like using like devices to consume it, would those be considered medical devices? And then would companies like Puffco and stuff need to get permits to sell basically medical devices? Like, does that change the basically the outline of how all these sales are working through like dispensaries that are doing rec? Like, yeah, because I think that pipe makers will still be in the gray area, because if I sell you this pipe, there's no way for you to smoke this unless you go buy a piece of paraphernalia and put it in it. So there's no way to smoke this. Whereas when you get a Puffco, it's designed for smoking hash. It comes with everything you need. It's an all-in-one device. They may consider that a medical device if Schedule 3 really gets enforced heavily and cannabis is basically under the umbrella of pharmaceutical companies, which is actually like bad, really bad. It's like worse. It's like people that were stoked on it. I'm like, it is a move in the kind of the right direction, but big picture, like this could go, it's a slippery slope to the pharmaceutical companies going, hey, so we have the patents on all Schedule 3 like plant pharmaceuticals, and it's like now this falls under that umbrella, so you can't sell any of this stuff, or if you do, you have to pay us whatever. You know, basically already our dispensaries around the country for the most part are struggling. Like they're not like rolling in it. Of course there's the handful that are, but a lot of the dispensaries I feel like I see are like, it's not what it was a few years ago, and that's because the way things cost, the taxing on them, like how it's all structured, like, and if another player comes in the pharmaceutical industry and they want their cut, it's like you're going to leave no room on the table for these dispensaries to maintain their operations, and they're going to fucking force them out. And then you're going to see, that's when you'll see Big Pharma take over the dispensary game. They'll just force people out, like basically commercial brand or commercial sector gentrification, like pushing out like the small families and bringing in the corporate stuff. Which, it won't happen overnight. This will take, could even take a decade. Who knows? Could take just as long as it took to build it up. But there's shit being put in place right now that are going to change the way cannabis is done, for sure. Might be awesome. Might be fucking sick. I have no idea. But also could be pretty lame. You know? I don't know. Like I said, I think pipe makers will be good. Because it's a gray area, it's art, you can't really smoke it unless you buy things that you add to it to make it smokable. goddamn tape gun. I swear to God. I mean, it doesn't get louder than that. I don't know why he's even taping it right now. I have no idea. It's one box. We had one box to ship today. One box to ship today. He's been taping that this entire episode. What am I doing wrong? I don't know, dude. He didn't even smoke. He stopped smoking since he's been here. Maybe that's the problem. Oh, my God. It's, you know what? That's fine. That's fine. Because, you know what? We're near the end anyways. Fuck it. Damn it. Oh, my God. I'm going to yell at him. And I don't yell at anybody. But in a friendly way. I'm going to go, hey. Cut it out. There. He stopped. I know what he's doing, too. He's doing it so it's fully covered in tape, which he's going to have to stop doing that. This is really inside, like, baseball shit right now with shipping. But that's a lot of tape. Oh, there's my wife. She's here. Oh, he might get in trouble, too, for that. She's going to catch him in the act. Either way, none of this matters. We'll probably have to cut all this out. Fuck it. Damn it. All right. Well, yeah. All right, Sunday sale coming up, guys. Make sure it's going to be next Sunday. So this comes out on Sundays. It'll be the following Sunday. And then after that, we'll probably do a dry drop with these and a few other things. I'm just waiting to get the other stands. Plasma piece is almost done. I'm going to do a bunch of stuff on that. Sign up for the Patreon if you want access to the Patreon sesh. We have special drops on there, early access to Sunday sales, monthly giveaways on Patreon, a bunch of shit. And we want to bring even more to it. So, yeah. Thank you so much for everybody for hanging out. Yeah, let me know what you guys think about that. Like, Schedule 3, changing cannabis. I don't know if anything's going to change, if someone's just going to get more money or taxes will change or something, but to me, I think there's a little bit more there. But yeah, I hope you all have an awesome day. It's episode 147, and thanks, everybody.